What's the matter with, open brackets, insert, open another set of brackets, non-metropolitan, close that set of brackets, English constituency of choice, close first set of brackets, question mark. It's as if we still have whiplash from that brain-breaking exit poll, accurately pointing to the crash, voteless dreams exacting a toll. What now for a nation fissiparious? No chance this lot'll be magnanimous. The things we've in common, they forget, loosening the straps of the safety net. But there is light when we look round. Their brand is not detoxified, hence why their supporters are shy, if we leave the moral high ground. Forget complain. Look, I'll go back and finish the sonnet in a bit. But seriously, can you please stop calling people who voted to the right of you evil? They're not. Ill-informed, maybe, only looking as far as their front door or their street, but they are not baby-eaters. If you start in that register, how can you ever hope they might listen to you when you try and win them back? I have been on the left long enough to know that a cry of betrayal is never far away, but it's really not a good look to suggest that it was the voters what did the stabbing in the front. And don't take this to mean that I am any less committed to social justice. I voted Labour, I gave money to the campaign, hell, I cried on election night. But seriously, we can sit around bemoaning all the forces arrayed against us, or we can work with the grain of England to try and find this fabled progressive majority that still might be out there. I'll take ends over means most days if we can save what we have before starting again. Practically? Hell, I don't know. But we have to get out from behind our screens and into the world. As it turns out, that's where politics still lives. Who knew? And when we're out there, let us try treating it as a carnival of joy instead of a festival of I-told-you-so-ism, served with a side of slathering vitriol. Rationality isn't enough. Harping on about how our values are superior isn't enough. Put fizz in your pieties. Fuck it, rebrand the welfare state as the welfare trampoline if you like. But Jesus, we will not win if we do not offer something that looks like a smile wrapped around the weapons we will need to fight the fear we know is coming. Right. Done. Okay, thanks, bye. Complaining, we need to persuade. The New Jerusalem has only been delayed.